This is the Understanding God's Great Salvation podcast, hosted by Evangelist Daniel White III, the president of Gospel Light Society. This is Mrs. Marika White, the wife of Daniel White III. He has preached the gospel around the world in over 25 countries and across the United States for over 35 years. I have witnessed him doing this over 27 years of marriage. Right now, he's going to help us understand the true meaning of God's great salvation through Jesus Christ.
Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, a welcome to the Understanding God's Great Salvation podcast. This is episode number 90. I am your glad host, Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International, a nobody telling everybody about somebody who can save anybody. Beloved, this podcast is designed to explain what it means to be saved from sin and from the punishment of sin through Jesus Christ our Lord, and by believing in the Lord Jesus Christ our Savior. This podcast is primarily for non-believers and some new believers, and it will help you to understand what it means to be saved from hell and have a home in heaven when you die, as well as the blessings of the abundant Christian life while you're living here on earth. Dear friend, God made salvation simple. However, down through the years, many people, including some preachers and other Christians, have made the matter of salvation complicated, convoluted, and confusing. I know from my own experience in life, as a lost person and as a saved person, that many people, I believe, would get saved if someone would sit down and share with them in a straightforward fashion from the Bible what it really means, and share with them what it really means to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. And so that is what I am doing with this podcast. Let's start out today with the Word of God, as we should. The Bible says in Romans 8:1, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit." Today's God's great salvation quote is from Dr. D.A. Carson. He said, "There has not only been an objective public act of divine self-disclosure in the crucifixion of God's own Son, but there must be a private work of God by His Spirit in the mind and heart of the individual. If we should express unqualified gratitude to God for the gift of His Son, we should express no less gratitude for the gift of the Spirit, who enables us to grasp the gospel of His Son. Unless the Spirit enlightens us, God's thoughts will remain deeply alien to us." Beloved, our topic for today is So Great Salvation, Part 3, from the book Salvation Crystal Clear. Salvation Crystal Clear, Book 1, by Dr. Curtis Hudson, the former pastor of the Forest Hills Baptist Church in Decatur, Georgia, and then the second editor of the Sword of the Lord out of Murfreesboro, Tennessee. The big number five. The big number five. It is a great salvation because it includes the abiding presence of the Holy Spirit. When a person receives Jesus Christ as Savior by believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit comes in. The Holy Spirit comes in to take up permanent residence. And this is so true. Please understand this. Galatians 4:6 says, "And because ye are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father." Get that. The day I became a son of God by faith in Jesus Christ, God gave me the Holy Spirit to abide in me forever. No matter how dark the night, nor how severe the pain, nor how much the persecution, the Holy Spirit will never leave me. Jesus Christ said, "And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever." John 14:16. Sometimes we who teach salvation by grace through faith are accused of giving a license to sin. Those who object say it will cause people to go out and live like the devil. I disagree, which is a better deterrent, a speed sign beside the highway that says thou shalt not exceed 55 miles per hour, or the presence of a state patrolman with the blue lights on top of his car. One of the men in our church, a policeman, stopped me one night. When he saw who it was, he said, "Oh, Pastor." I said, "Oh, you know, this is a 25 mile per hour speed limit through here." I answered, "Man, you can't go into all the world and preach the gospel at 25 miles per hour." "Go ahead," he said, "but don't do it again." I drove within the speed limit the rest of the way home. What the signs failed to accomplish, the presence of the policeman did. When you are born again, the Holy Spirit comes in to take up his permanent residence, and his presence in your life will cause you to live more like you ought to live than 10,000 rules, regulations, and signs. The big number six. The big number six. So great salvation includes a perfect standing before God. When you trust Jesus Christ as Savior, God looks at you as if you had never committed a sin. He gives you a perfect standing. Your state may not always be perfect, but your standing is. God sees you as clean and pure and just as Jesus, and just as Jesus himself. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. It is a great salvation. Beloved, in our next episode, if the Lord should tarry his coming and we live, and we don't know that, so make sure you get saved today. Listen to what else I have to say after we pray. And we will deal with we will continue to deal with the topic of so great salvation. Let's pray. Holy Father God, save every soul under the sound of my voice. Help them to understand the gospel. Help them to understand the gift of the Holy Spirit. Help them to understand the power of their standing. And help them to understand how to deal with their state. For your glory, praise, and honor. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen.
Dear friend, if you do not yet know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and the free pardon of your sins, and you want to get to know Him today, you want to be saved today, please believe that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and I'm quoting these Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, the Word of God, the Bible, and you will be saved. The Bible states in the book of Romans 10:9 that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Pray and ask Him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and He will. It's just that simple. Until next time, my beloved, thank God for His simple, wonderful, great salvation. May God bless you real good.